You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To Theater Geeks Anonymous,
the podcast about Broadway flops, scandals, and new work.
Now, we'll take a break from our usual episodes to bring you this intermission-sode.
She's so mad. Like, this meeting is being recorded.
She's like one of like those old 1940s operators.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you trying to reach? One moment, please.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're doing another intermission-sode, friends.
Because there was so much that we needed to discuss.
And we're still not even going to get through our whole list.
We're not.
But we are. We go off on deep tangents and that's why you like us. So
yes, that's why you tune in every week, even though there might not be an episode.
So the first thing we want to talk about is Kite Runner.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned that I'd seen it and I did see it in previews. And at that point, when I saw it, there was no, because all theaters are doing like optional masks.
Right.
But thankfully now Kite Runner has chosen 2 days a week where they'll have mandated masks. Yep. And this is particularly wonderful because I believe the mask mandates have really inhibited people who have, especially those who are immunocompromised.
Yes.
It kind of like makes it deeply unsafe for them to go see any theater.
Yes.
And I mean, I've talked about this before, I'm sure, but like I'm frustrated at the lack of awareness we still have about so much of our world who are people who have, you know, who are immunocompromised, who have disabilities, and just in this rush to like get back to quote unquote whatever things were like before, which was not great,
no,
and totally excluded them.
Yes,
we're still not creating spaces safe for them,
right?
And now we have even more immunocompromised people because there were so many people who have long COVID.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm thankful Kite Runner is like aware of this and making it a safe space. I also went to see this off-Broadway play this week called Between the Lines.
Yeah.
It's at the Tony Kushner Theater. It is still like they mandate masks,
great,
right? So it's like another safe space for people.
The thing is, even without the mask mandates, I would still wear a mask.
Of course I would too. But the problem is there's so many people who don't.
Right. And that's just it. I have the privilege of being able to say yes or no, I can wear a mask and it's fine. Because if I get COVID, obviously I'll be okay. Like I was okay with this last one. I don't want to get it again. That's why I just am choosing to wear my mask. In addition to also then being cognizant of the fact that not everybody is as healthy as I am. And if I wear my mask, I can help protect them as well.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'll just say Kite Runner, the two shows that they are doing that for are Friday nights and Sunday matinees, so that everyone is aware.
Yeah.
What it brings to the forefront in my mind, I got a text. What it brings to the forefront in my mind is you almost pinned it, right? Mm-hmm. Disability is the invisible margin, right?
It
is the one thing that everybody in this world has agreed that we're just gonna disadvantage all day, every day,
yeah,
without any care in the world.
Right.
Because it isn't as easy as seeing that, oh, that person is black and that person is white, right?
Right.
Sometimes you don't see a disability at all.
Right. That's
sometimes,
right.
Yeah. And you know what? It's not for me to ask if someone has a disability or not. I'm just going to assume that everyone should be wearing masks because yeah. I still think that is the case. And what the CDC said several months ago when they changed some of the mandates to mm-hmm. like, I think it was now 7 days in isolation yeah. instead of 14 whole days. And their reasoning was that only a small percentage of people are truly affected by getting COVID. So we're all, you know, yay, it's all better now, except that the small percentage that she was talking about have the potential to die.
Yeah.
So I don't think that that's all happy and cheery. And I don't think that's something to celebrate.
No, it's not. I mean, we're like on the side of like that horrible, I don't even want to call it a documentary, but like that thing that was called Plandemic, where, mm-hmm. I mean, this woman who claims that she's a virologist or whatever, like she is really, she's just touting survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what she was doing in that documentary. It's like, yeah, there's some people who will be sick, but they should just stay inside. Like, it was horrible. I hate that thing. And I just feel like I'm disappointed in us, but I'm grateful that at least there's one show. And like yeah. I said, the one theater
there was,
and I'm sure there are
one,
other theaters doing it.
And there was, it was mentioned in that article that you shared,
okay.
but I can't remember what, let me pull it up really quickly and see if okay. I can find it. Because, yeah, they had one other show that they mentioned specifically that is also doing a mask mandate. It might have been. Nope, let me go back up. Oh, interesting. Okay, well, see, it's not coming up in that I can see now. But if I remember it, I'll shout it out, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm grateful for the shows that are still doing it. I feel like yeah. that's a great compromise. You know, if you,
yes.
if we are having to deal with people who just refuse to do it, then it's like, fine, then just come on the days where, you know, it's not mandated for you.
Oh, so it was, I'm sorry. It wasn't that another show was mandating. It's that the Broadway League has extended optional mask policy through August until further notice, it said, and until further notice.
Okay, great.
So it's, you know, it's still optional at this point, but it also gives the theaters a little more power behind their own mask mandates. And
right.
it gives them the ability to say, yeah, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to say how concerned I am about the fall, because we always have mm-hmm. huge spikes in yeah. November, December yeah. and January. So we have to move. We should move on, though. Because this yeah. is going to be...
All right. I know this will be one of those tangents
yeah,
that
we
can't
go forever. Forever.
Well, okay. Let's talk about yeah. Hamilton. Because I yes. know we mentioned it just in terms of like star power in the last intermission episode.
Yeah. yeah.
But there's a little bit of a controversial story going on right now out of, is it Dallas or Houston? I think it's Dallas.
Yeah, I think it was Dallas.
So there's a mega church in Dallas who mm-hmm. decided that they were going to put on a show that was basically Hamilton that they changed the words to make it more Jesus friendly.
Yeah.
This is a big no-no because yeah. they didn't ask for permission.
It's McAllen. It's the Door McAllen
Texas.
Church in McAllen, Texas.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a big deal because they didn't ask for permission and because they did not pay for rights.
Right.
And also, as anyone can attest to that has been in a show, mm-hmm. it is a huge no-no, and there will not ever be permission granted to this to change the lyrics of any show that has ever been written.
There are some cases where you get approval, like, for example, Company, who got okay. approval from Stephen Sondheim,
yes.
and they changed lyrics specifically because they changed the gender of Bobby.
Right. And that the difference between that obviously is the permission aspect, but
yeah.
also all you're changing is pronouns.
Right.
In the Dor McAllen rendition of Hamilton, they were changing full songs.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally different. Like the show had a different meaning, a different
It was
aim.
No longer about Hamilton and his historical governmental pursuits.
No.
It was about Jesus.
Yeah, and being used as a tool for salvation.
Right. Which is, I mean, there is obviously a lot wrong with just that on the face of it, but also these kind of big mega churches, a lot of them, and Dorm McAllen is one of them, have made themselves more famous by being anti-LGBTQ, anti-gay marriage, anti everything, right? They've put these restrictions and limitations on life based on their own moral views of it, without really taking into consideration Jesus' views on any of it, right?
Right.
And so the idea that, and this is why I love the petty revenge that they got at the end, the idea that this church would use material that has been performed by people who are of those groups.
That's right. That's right.
Been marginalized by this church is doubly a stab in the heart.
Oh, totally. Totally.
But I'm going to let you tell us what the petty revenge is that Lin-Manuel and his producers had.
So the lyrics were changed. It is not just salvation, but there were also, like she said, anti-LGBTQIA plus lines added as well. And as we all know, because so many people wear the shirt, love is love is love is love, which is directly from Lin's speech after there was the shooting in Florida, right? So he's very much an ally of the LGBTQIA plus community.
Yes.
So as you can imagine, seeing his work used without his permission, the words changed to send a message to people and a community that he holds near and dear to his heart. I can't even imagine. Like, I would be so angry. And he's like so nice, and he was still nice on the socials, and he, you know, but he was like, you know, my lawyers are taking care of it, basically. Yeah. So anyway. the Dorr McAllen was, of course, had to pay a restitution. They had to pay for what they did and take down any videos that, I mean, they were so, this is the thing that also blows my mind, is they were like, not only will we do something totally illegal, but we'll also put it up on YouTube for everyone to see. And that's just like, what in the world?
They were giving tickets away on Eventbrite.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't buying tickets. It wasn't like a paid thing, but like they were giving tickets away on a public access media site for something done illegally.
Yeah. And live streaming it, which is also illegal. Right. And so. And so that's how he found out it was happening, because they were just so, you know,
blatant.
Yeah. And so they had to pay restitution for what they did. And Lin and the producers took the restitution, and they found, this is where I think it's Dallas, where there was the LGBTQIA plus organization that they gave the money to was a Texas organization.
Yeah.
Right.
They gave all of that restitution money. I love it. It was so chef's kiss. Like it was just, and because that's just it. It's like, yes, we're slapping you on the wrist. You have to pay this fine.
Yeah.
But what we're going to do with the money that you had to pay us is to give to an organization that is so anathema to you and your church.
Yeah.
That now you really have to suffer the consequences of your actions.
I just, yikes, I didn't, I,
yeah.
I just want to add, like, we do need to move on, but I want to add, because, you know, you all know, Pamela and I say it all the time, like, we are also, and it's true, we are also Christians. We believe in Jesus. We believe things that, like, some of you would probably, you know, stick your nose up at or whatever, but we do. And so we were, personally, I was super, y'all know how hard I stand Lin, and I love Hamilton's like my favorite show. So I didn't even write the show. I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what the church is doing? We're taking somebody's intellectual property. We're stealing it because what? You're not creative or clever enough to come up with something on your own. You can't write something else. So you're going to steal somebody else's words and put words into their mouth that they would never say.
Yeah.
I was so mad. This is such a, but for years I've had such issues with creation that the church makes because it's so rare that I see something that comes out of our body that's like really, really good. And I feel that if we have the Holy Spirit, we should be tapped into creativity in such a strong way because of the source of it that we should never need to do things like this.
Yeah.
So to do something like this for me and it be marred in the freaking church is so unconscionable.
It's awful.
And it's just, it's things like this that make me like, I'm like, I love Jesus, but the body is such a mess. Sometimes I'm like, I can't not love Jesus, but y'all, it's y'all. I don't want to be associated with y'all.
The thing is, Ebony, and this is something that I had been struggling with for a while until I finally kind of came to this realization, is that if you and I are as heartbroken about this as we are, think about how heartbroken Jesus is.
Yeah.
Looking at his children acting this way, marginalizing whole communities of people, wanting to just blight them from existence. That's not what Jesus stood for. And there is an absolute reason why I stepped away from religion.
Yeah.
I don't go to a church anymore.
Yeah.
I watch my brother's service on Facebook Live from, you know, from Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I can appreciate his words because I know and I trust him.
Right.
And we also have a similar idea of what Jesus wants us to be as people, right? But the idea that so-called Christians are acting like this and are spewing this vitriol for other non-Christians to hear and to take in is unconscionable.
Yeah.
You have every right to be upset about that.
I know I'm yelling into the mic and probably it's going to be red or whatever, but I'm mad. I was embarrassed for us as a whole. I was like, what in the world? How could
the audacity
for real?
I don't know how many times I say this a day, but the audacity comes out at least once a day.
For real.
Yeah.
I mean to give out tickets, but like to put it online.
Yeah.
Like that was the thing. I was just like, I don't understand why you thought this was okay, except the audacity, the privilege. Like you just thought you were too big to get in trouble.
Well,
you
must have thought that. I'm sure that it's done all over the place. But you're right, in the difference is that they put it out there for a mass audience to consume.
Yeah.
Pride goeth before a fall.
No better way to end that segment. Not going to say anything else. That was excellent.
Thanks.
Okay. So this is going to be, I think this was the last one, right?
Yes.
So want to talk about this new play that's coming in the fall. It's not a new play. But it is the first time it's ever been on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's Adrienne Kennedy's Ohio State Murders, and it's going to star Audra McDonald. I know. Previews will begin on November 11th ahead of the December 8th planned opening, and it is going to be a limited engagement. It'll be directed by Kenny Leon.
Mm, that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fantastic. And I was like, I don't know what this is about. So I went ahead and found the description. So I'm going to read that for you all right now. Here we go. Summary. Ohio State Murders explores the experiences of Suzanne Alexander, a fictional Black writer whose life both is and is not like the author's. When Suzanne enters Ohio State University in 1949, she has no idea what the supposed safe haven of academia holds in store. Years later, Suzanne returns to the university to talk about the violence in her writing. A dark mystery unravels. Adrienne Kennedy's play is an intriguing, unusual, and chilling look at the destructiveness of racism in the U.S.
Wow.
And another reason why it's like really fun to talk about this is Adrienne Kennedy is 91 years old and this is going to be her Broadway debut. And she's debuting her show at what is now called the James Earl Jones Theater, which used to be the Court. So also it's going to be the first play in this theater. That's also like first time it's been named, you know, after a Black artist.
Yes.
So it's like super, super cool. And it sounds so fascinating. And I really want to see it. And it actually, like when I read the description, and I haven't seen it yet, but it reminded me of this movie that's been on Prime called Master with Regina Hall.
I'm not aware of this.
And so I watched the trailer and now it's different in that this is has a supernatural element, but okay. It's this woman who is a professor at this college, and it's about just like this play, like racism and academia, but also like the code switching and like the ways in which you feel like you have to like get along with, you know, but the supernatural element is also like, from the trailer, it feels like something is like, there's a spirit still there that is angry about how it may have been treated. And we don't know if like, maybe there was a possible murder or something as well. So it's I was like, is this a film adaptation of, it definitely isn't. Okay. But
yeah, because where do the murders come in to the play?
Right. I mean, well, it was just one line in
the okay. So go ahead.
Because there was that little bit of the synopsis that stated
something about the mystery of
when she returns to the university to talk about the violence in her writing, a dark mystery unravels. So that's that's where the and the because the university she's at is Ohio State.
Is this full fiction or is this based on something that she experienced in her own academia?
I think what the first sentence was saying, which was Ohio State Murders explores the experiences of Suzanne Alexander, a fictional Black writer whose life both is and is not like her authors.
Okay. I missed that part. I heard about her being an author in the book, but I missed that. Okay. Oh, interesting.
I had to read that several times.
It's a very long sentence.
Yes. So I was like, I think it's talking about like this kind of parallels Adrienne's experience a little bit.
Cool.
So it's like, this is going to be, it's going to be really good. Like I really look forward to seeing Audra in this role and, yeah, it's going to be great.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yay.
So. Yeah. And yay for the James Earl Jones Theater. Yeah. It's been renovated too since, they gave it his name.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you when that happened.
It was announced in March.
Okay.
But I know they were doing renovations way before that.
Okay.
So, and then I guess they decided they would also change the name of it. And like I said, March was when they had announced that piece. But I do remember there hasn't been a show there in quite some time because it was getting renovated.
Yeah. How cool would it be to have a whole theater named after you?
I know.
I'm sure James Earl Jones just is like, I'm just a guy. This is the weirdest.
And I mean, he's like, what is he, late 90s now?
Yeah.
Bless him.
I know. Oh, that's an exciting story. I'm sure everyone kind of knows the start. He had a stutter when he was a kid and they didn't expect him. They didn't think that he was even like average in intelligence for a long, long time. And then he just started speaking with his eloquence that belied his age, belied his social standings. Like he's a remarkable human being.
And now has like one of the singularly most distinctive,
it's so
greatest
true.
Voices in the history of all creation.
Yep.
I mean,
it's true.
What is there's like maybe five that are that distinctual.
Morgan Freeman is another one.
Right. Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
Like I can't even, I'm sure there's more, but I'm like, there's not that.
There's plenty, but, yeah, but like James Earl Jones is one that really comes to mind.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like people, because also, I mean, Star Wars, you know, there's just,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't. Anyway. So that's super fun. That's going to be a fun one, or that's nice. Going to be an interesting one. I can't say fun. That's going to be fun.
I know. It'll be, it sounds really interesting. Yeah, the story sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. That'd be an interesting read, I think, too.
Absolutely.
Outside of seeing the play. Might be really cool to read.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's this intermission-sode.
Yay.
Thank you, friends, so much for listening.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. We shall see you on the next time.
We'll see you the next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, Theater Geeks Anonymous. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at
TGABWay
and on Facebook at Theater Geeks Anonymous.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Theater Geeks Anonymous podcast
on the Broadway Podcast Network and all your favorite podcast listening apps.
Your intermission-sode has now concluded.
Shut up, sit down, and turn off your cell phones. Or we'll tell Patti LuPone.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.